This is the shifted time voice of your local announcer, Tom Fitzmaurice, and welcome. It's time for the food show. And, the game was running a little bit late, but not enough to worry about. So I'll keep my mouth shut about that and be very happy to be here with you talking about the food of our New Orleans city limits and really kind of beyond that, too. I've told you this before, and I will keep telling you as until it doesn't make any sense anymore. But a few weeks ago, like 3 or 4 weeks ago, one of the major food magazines out there, Wine and Food, it's Food and Wine Magazine, national magazine, really slick, always been good. They did a survey on which were the best restaurants, which is the best city in America for its food. Number one, us. And at the same time, there was another magazine. I'm going to have to dig that one up because it said essentially the same thing, but in a different way and figured it out a different way, too. But they said this is the town to live in if you're interested in eating well. And because of that, we have a program like the one you're about to hear. I don't know of another one like this anywhere in America. Maybe there is one, but I keep asking, and I'm turning up with nothing. So I'm just going to keep saying it until somebody corrects me correctly. Here we are with a cuisine all our own, and we clearly love it, and we really get into it all the time, and it's all I've done for a living, all these years. So it would be great to hear from you today and get your ideas about what's been delicious for you lately. Our telephone number is 260-1870, 260-1870, area code 504. And if you call right now, you'll get right in because we just sat down and just started. A basketball game, generally speaking, I think it's safe to say that most of the people who were listening to the game are guys, because it's one of those sports things. I know there are a lot of women, and I know a lot of them personally who also really get into the games no matter what it is, but it's mostly a guy thing. I think that's fair to say. And because of that, I will begin our conversation here by pointing out to those guys who maybe have not thought about it that this coming Thursday, that's less than a week from now, isn't it? Yeah, it's less than a week from now. It's Valentine's Day. Now, you can play Valentine's Day for whatever it's worth, and the less I know about that, the happier I am. But this is something you can't fudge, and that is assuming that you're in a nice relationship and you want to keep it that way, you cannot forget. You cannot forget Valentine's Day. And this other idea that a lot of guys have had, including me, that, instead of going to all these restaurants or any of them on Valentine's Day, why don't we go out like 2 days before or 3 days after, and that way we'll avoid the crowds. Guys, the girls do not buy that. That you can forget about it. That's going to die just right in front of you. So figure on getting a table and going to a good restaurant on Valentine's Day, the 14th of the month, and that is next week, this coming week. And here's how you play this. First of all, you make a reservation about 3 months ago. Well, it's too late for that, but you can still give it a shot. And there are lots of restaurants there. The only fly in the ointment here, and this is something that customers, aren't aware of, but there's no reason that they should be. And that is, restaurants have only a little more than half their usual number of seats on Valentine's Day. And the reason for that is that on Valentine's Day, nobody comes in threes or fives or fours even. Everybody is, let's hope not very many come as one, it has been known to happen. And the reason for this is that you go out with your special person, and it's you and him or her at the table, and that's it. You know, there's not going to be two other people in the other two positions on the table. So restaurants essentially lose half of their seating capacity because of that. Makes it a little bit harder to get a reservation. But keep trying it anyway, including calling up the restaurants that are very well known and fill up very easily. Great example of that right off the top of my head, Galatoire's, another one, Commander's Palace. These are very much in-demand restaurants. However, if you're getting close and you still haven't made a reservation, call them anyway because they will book a lot of people, but a lot of those people will change their mind at the last minute and they will cancel their reservation, and this opens up a table so you can get in after all. It's always worth pursuing to do that. And the other things that matter a whole lot, give you an example from literally at home. My wife, oh, and by the way, my wife and I are celebrating our anniversary this coming week, too. So it's all kinds of things coming together. Anyway, she is a an atmosphere junkie. She loves beautiful restaurants, unusual designs, a lot of spacious kind of restaurants. Less interested in food, and the food she's interested in is straight up the middle. No garlic sardine omelets and, you know, that kind of thing. It's got to be pretty steady. Steakhouse, perfect. Perfect. Guys, you might think that a steakhouse is something just for male gender sort of customers. Not true. The ladies love Ruth's Chris and all the other steakhouses of that caliber. So never write those off, but they will be some kind of busy too. So anyway, just something to get us started with, because I know the real manly men are listening to the basketball game and are still there, I hope, anyway. If you have any ideas about this, call us, 260-1870. And if you don't call me, then I will tell you some more sting things, and we'll figure it all out as we go. We will return with more of The Food Show in just a moment after first, if you will. This, welcome back. It's The Food Show on 105.3 FM, HD1, the Big 870, and online at WWL.com. We're on all of those all the time. The one of greatest interest to me is HD2. Oops, HD1. HD1 right now, HD2 during the week. I do The Food Show every day, Monday through Friday, and you can find it on 105.3 FM HD2. And I hope you do, because it's kind of tucked off into a corner of radio land. And we have a lot of listeners, and all the regulars from the old days seem to be there. So why not you? So join us, and it's the same kind of thing that you're hearing right now. Did you say Peggy was there? Peggy, welcome.
Hey. I just was wondering, I live in Ponte Chula, and there's a restaurant that just opened called 113. Hmm. Have you been there yet?
No, I don't get to Hammond quite as much as maybe I should, but it's a long way, and so I haven't
it's
been there.
That.
Well, it isn't, but, you know, there's a lot of, when you have 1,500 restaurants to keep track of, it gets a little
confused. Well, it's the same people who own... Trey Yen.
That's what I was about to ask you.
Yeah,
it's the next generation.
It's
an interesting deal. The five brothers that started Trey Yen a long time ago, back in the 70s, the next generation coming up didn't particularly want to do a Chinese restaurant. They liked the idea of a restaurant, but they didn't want to do Chinese. So what they are doing is they're doing not Chinese is basically what the story is about that. I expect that it is good because they have done some other restaurants as well, and those have been
good.
So that's
pastry,
what I know. But Wait. I'm sorry. I'm going to do – let me put you on hold. We have that much time? Okay. WWL Radio, New Orleans, WWL FM, HD1, Kenner, New Orleans, where the news is next over most of these same frequencies from CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.